Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I'm going to talk about why you can't let go of that person that you've been in a relationship with or seriously dating. Why do so many people have a hard time letting go of a relationship that isn't working? You see the red flags. You know things aren't going the way they should go. You understand that this person is doing things to break your boundaries. But yet you don't have the strength to let go. So let's talk about, why can't you let this person go? What is holding you back from letting them go? And you have to really do some self-reflection of yourself and try to understand, why are you holding on to someone who's maybe toxic for you? Maybe that person is narcissistic. Maybe that person is making you sad every day. You're holding on for a couple of reasons. You could be holding on because you're thinking that things are going to change, when most times you can't change a person's character. That's their basic character, okay? That's how they feel about things. That's how they've been molded by their whole growing up in life. Or a lot of times people stay because they've invested a lot of time. Sometimes people have spent years with somebody and they say, well, you know, I don't want to let go of that person. You know, I've put so much time into it. And the thing is, you have to look at the whole span of your life. Okay, I don't care if you invested 10, 15, 20 years into somebody. If that person is taking away from your life emotionally, which could affect you physically, okay, affect your physical health, if you're always sad, if you're always depressed, if you're always stressed, eventually it's going to take a toll on your physical health. And if you have children, children are very perceptive to when their parent is unhappy. It's going to affect the children as well. So why do they have such a hard time of letting go? There's a couple of reasons. They could have a hard time of letting go because it could be some kind of physical dependency on that other person. They know that if they leave that other person, it could mean divorce. It could mean financial stress. Maybe they won't be able to pay their bills. But the thing that you have to assess in your life is you have to think to yourself long term, because there's nothing worse than being in a relationship for a very long time and to waste your life away. Waste your life away with the wrong person. Even if you're in a situation where you've been dating somebody a long time, let's say you've been dating this person 5, 7 years even, and let's say this person doesn't want any kind of commitment even, you know, to a serious commitment to get married. They just want to keep going the way they're going, and you've been in it, and you've seen a lot of problems, and you've had a lot of problems, and yet this person is not committing to you. Okay, they're not able to make that. Why are they not committing to you? Because they're not 100% sure they want to leave their door open. Okay, and you have to accept what is. The thing is this, a lot of times people that stay in relationships do is because they haven't built themselves up to have their own strength and to love themselves first. They haven't gotten to that point of having their own power. When you have your own power and you value yourself, value your own emotional health, it gives you the strength to not accept things that you shouldn't be accepting. So what do you need to do? You need to take a look at everything. You need to write it down on a piece of paper. What are the pros of me staying in this relationship? What are the pros of me leaving this relationship? Okay? And really think about it and saying to yourself, is it in my best interest to leave this relationship? Now, never stay in a relationship because you feel like you can't do better, because there's always better out there, you guys. It's just a matter of finding it. And sometimes it takes time to find it. And that's another issue. Sometimes you stay with somebody because the thought of being single is like the worst thought in the world. Oh my goodness, I'm going to be alone. Oh no, I'm going to be sitting here all by myself. Or you stay with somebody because you can't stand the thought of letting them go because you don't want to see them with someone else. But when you have really kind of come into your own and think about yourself, when you think about what you need, you won't care about the other person if they left and maybe if they started their life over, because what you're thinking about is yourself. And that's what happens in a lot of relationships. People lose themselves to the relationship, okay? And in other words, they make the relationship more important than loving themselves and what's important to themselves, okay? And it's very hard for them to make that, to cut that line and say, you know what? I have had enough and I'm not going to tolerate this. And this is why I always say people stay in relationships, okay? You know, anybody can stay in a relationship. It's just a matter of what you'll tolerate and what you won't. There's plenty of people that have relationships and plenty of people that are tolerating a lot of things that maybe you would not tolerate. So the first thing you have to do is you have to know yourself, know who you are, know what you would tolerate and what you wouldn't tolerate, and not to just say, well, you know, I'll put up with it now, you know, maybe things will change later. No, you can't look at it like, oh yeah, things will change later. This is what it is. If you're dealing with somebody who's constantly breaking your boundaries, what makes you think that that person is going to change? Okay. And especially if you don't have any boundaries with consequences where you say, you know what, if you continue doing this, I'm going to leave. Now, so many people, they do this all the time. They threaten. Oh, you know, I'm going to leave you, or I'm not going to put up with you, or, you know, I'll give you the cold treatment or something like that. And they never leave. And every time you don't leave, your power goes down and down in the other person's eyes. Because now they're not taking you seriously. Now they feel like, oh, you know, you're all talk. You're not going anywhere. All right? That's why I always say never ever threaten to break up with somebody or anything like that unless you mean it. Okay? So the number one thing is you have to really say to yourself, what do I want out of life? What do I want out of life? You know, a lot of people, they don't look at it. They stay in a relationship. They could be in a relationship with somebody all through their 30s, right? They date this person all through their 30s. Then they turn out, they're in their 40s, and they say to themselves, this is not what I want, or this is not moving forward. Now you're in your 40s starting over. Not to say that you can't, but it gets a little bit more difficult the older you get because your options become less. Now you're dealing with people that also have kids. If you don't have kids, that's one thing that you have to deal with. Then you have to deal with the age stigmatism that certain people won't date you because you're over a certain age, and this goes on all the time. Not to say that there aren't people that aren't, you know, ageist and don't have a problem with somebody's age, but it becomes a little bit trickier, okay? Your options are not as many as they were, let's say, when you were in your 20s. So time, yes, time is important. And you don't want to waste time with the wrong people. Believe me when I tell you, okay? You will regret it later on, and you will be looking back on those relationships, and you will be saying to yourself, why did I waste my time with this person that was not right for me because I was afraid to let go, okay? Don't be afraid to let go of somebody. See, in order to let go of somebody, you have to have your own internal strength. And this is what so many people lack. They don't have it together. They don't have it together emotionally, okay, or even financially. Number one, you should be financially independent. You should never rely on anybody else because nothing is guaranteed when it comes to relationships, you guys. Relationships can break up after a 20-year marriage, all right? So you need to always be financially sound, okay? That's number one, so that you are never dependent on anybody financially. The other thing is, you have to have a different kind of mindset and say to yourself, I want to be with somebody that lifts me up, somebody that is able to work with me. Now look at your partner. Is this somebody that you could work with? Is this somebody who's, you know, making an effort, who goes out of their way to try to do something to work with you that is bending? Or are you dealing with somebody that is completely selfish, that just wants to do what they want to do, and you're staying in the relationship and you're making all the compromises and the other person isn't? Is this how you want to live? See, this is what I mean. Know yourself. Is this how you want to live? Is it more important for you to have the security of having somebody than to say something and stand on your feet and say, no, you know, this is not a one-sided relationship. You have to work with me. If this relationship is going to work, you have to work with me. That means that you can't go out every night of the week. I'm just using that as an example. That means that you can't cross boundaries and be texting that coworker that you say is just a friend every single day and talking to them for hours and giving them more of your time than giving to me. And this is a question we get a lot, you guys, you know, in the group that I'm in. We get so many people, so many women that say that their husband or their boyfriends are busy online texting other women that they say are just friends, and they're giving less time to their partner. Okay, that person's got to know where to have the boundary, and you have to set that up with them. Okay, because what turns out as something platonic, all right, just a casual friendship, after a while, the more people talk, the closer they get. If they end up talking to the person on a daily basis and they get closer and closer and closer, when you have an argument with them, who do you think they're going to run to? They're going to run to that person, okay? So their closeness needs to be to you first, okay? Not to the outside friends and even family, all right? So that's what you have to, you know, keep in mind. That person has to know that they need to make you as their partner their priority. Now, I'm not saying people can't have friends. Of course, people need friends. But there is a difference in having a friend and a difference between getting closer emotionally. And I'm not even talking sexually. I'm talking emotionally. You know, building that kind of intimate emotional bond with somebody. If somebody is talking to somebody as a friend online, even, okay? And they're talking to them every day for hours on. They're building an emotional bond with that person. That's time taken away from talking and being with you. Okay? Now that person has a support system. All right? And that's another thing too, you guys. You always have to have a support system. What do I mean by a support system? You need to have people that will support you if you are in an unhealthy relationship. And when I mean support, I'm not talking about financial support. I'm talking about emotional support, okay? Friends that you could go to, family members you could talk to, you know, groups or people so that you are not alone. See, this is what narcissists do all the time. They like to alienate their partner. Why do they do that? Because they don't want their partner having that strength to leave them. They feel that if they alienate the partner, that the partner will be dependent upon the narcissist and they won't have that strength to stand up to the narcissist. But if that their partner has friends and family who are behind them, who are giving them the emotional support to say, hey, don't take that crap, okay? Then it will be much harder for a narcissist to manipulate that partner, okay? So you should always have a support system in place. That's friends, family, and you should also have your own financial support as well. You know, just because you never know what could happen in life, you always need to be financially secure so that you are not stuck in a relationship for financial reasons. And this happens a lot too, you guys, all right? Like I say, before you get married, make sure you have your own financial security because you don't know what could happen down the road, okay? And I've seen it happen a multitude of times. But basically what I'm talking about today is why don't people leave relationships that are not right for them? Because a lot of times too, they feel there's that fear of scarcity. There's nobody else out there, or the pickings aren't good out there. There's always people out there, you guys. It's just a matter of being patient and also leaving yourself open. You know, you can't expect things to happen overnight. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you could leave a relationship and out of nowhere, somebody comes into your life. It happens a lot. You know, you don't know because sometimes when you leave a relationship and you're talking to other people, sometimes through other people, you meet people. You don't know how your life could take a turn. Sometimes you end up getting another job. There's millions of different things. And then eventually when the pandemic's, you know, when we're out of this pandemic and people become more social, going out more, the world will change again. All right. There's always changes in life. Okay. In your life, you go through a journey. We have different stages in our lives that we go through. You have to understand that. And when you go through this journey, you will encounter different people that come into your life, but you have to leave yourself open. You have to leave yourself open. And what do I mean by leave yourself open? That means when you're out in the world, you're not buried in your phone, staring at your phone, no matter where you are, in the supermarket, in the store, anything. You are warm and inviting to anybody that may approach you, okay? So that's what I mean. Or you join network groups, okay? You network, you join interest groups to try to meet people and don't depend on the dating apps that are shark pit of people there pretty much looking to use you for sex, all right? You put yourself in the right places. That's what you do. That's what the smart people do that have met people. They've put themselves in the right places to meet quality people. All right, just FYI on that. So the thing is, my main point of this podcast is when you have built up your own self-worth, okay, when you are somebody that has strengthened yourself financially, emotionally, physically, and have really built yourself up in every way you can build yourself up to be the best version of you, there will be less bullshit that you will tolerate. Believe me when I tell you. Why? Because you have built yourself up to be the best person that you can be, and you felt, I've put all this work into myself to succeed in my career, to take whatever kind of counseling that I need to, if I need counseling for my own, you know, happiness or my spiritual well-being, all right? I've done everything I can do to make myself the best person that I can be. So I am not going to tolerate somebody that is not going to respect me if I have been respecting them. And I have to keep in my mind that, yes, it sucks to let go of somebody that I love, that I have invested time into. But you know what? God has another plan for me. And if I just stay patient, if I still have my purpose in life, it will all come together. It will come together. And I can't just give up and stay with somebody just so that I have somebody, just so I don't have to go back out there and start looking again. Live your life, you guys. Let the world turn. Get out and be social, okay, with people. Always social distance, I say, and wear a mask because that is very important. And things, you'd be surprised. Ride through this pandemic. Just ride through this pandemic and things will change. Things always change. Things never, you guys, stay the same. Eventually, things change. So do what's going to build you and make you stronger. All right. Like we had one woman, she said, oh, I'm so tired of the dating apps and I'm tired of trying to meet somebody. I'm just going to go do that friends with benefits. And we told her, why are you giving up? Why are you giving yourself away? Okay. You're flying the flag. Why are you doing this? Why are you losing your self-worth? That's the problem today. That's the problem today. So many women are giving up and just saying, oh, I'll just do the friends with benefits. I can't have a relationship. So who are you hurting? You're hurting yourself, okay? You're hurting yourself because you know what? You're going to end up getting attached to somebody if you do that friends with benefits. And it happens a lot. It happens a lot. The more you see that person, the more the emotions start going and the more you're going to be more and more attached to yourself. Work on yourself. Build yourself up. Become successful in your career. Live your life. Get out there and network or network online. If you can't get out, a lot of people can't get out because of the situation with the quarantine or the pandemic. Get online and get on groups, social network groups, interest work groups. You meet people that you have the same type of interests with, all right? And don't sit there and give up because you know what? You're not going to be happy the other way. You're not going to be happy. You may have a quick fix, but you know what? Deep down in your heart, in your soul, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. So why not empower yourself and build yourself up and know that you're putting your time towards something that is going to benefit you, all right? Put your time to things that benefit you, you guys. Whether it's working on yourself physically, working on your career, having a financial plan and saying to yourself, okay, this is what I'm going to do in order to save money or to invest money so that, you know what? I don't know what can happen in my relationship or my romantic world, but you know what? I know that one day I'm going to have a beautiful home, all right? So put your time into things that are going to benefit you, not into things where people are going to use you for their benefit. Don't ever let anybody use you, you guys, all right? Because you know what? In the end, you're going to only resent yourself. You're going to resent yourself because you're going to say, why did I have such low self-esteem and didn't think better of myself to do what I needed to do to improve my life. Okay? I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.